And
I was born bold.
Pivot, protect. Whatever your next move, choose Judo Bank. Essendon, Havel and Great Wall, sticking together with all of Melbourne.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Great to have you with us. Fun Friday it is. Been a very busy show. A lot of talk about the Swans and the Giants. We'll get back to it a little bit later on, but we're going to turn our attention to a team that are doing it tough. There's no question about that. They're yet to register a win for the season under their new coach, Matthew Nix. But this man we're about to speak to has been rowing his side of the boat very, very well indeed. And, well, it's good to get him on and have a chat. Riley O'Brien's been good enough to join us. Welcome, Riley.
Hey, guys. Long-time listener, first-time caller, so thanks for having me on.
Well, that's because you didn't have a phone till Nick Nat gave you one.
That's true. I had a bashed-up phone, but mine's working fine, so it's good.
I like this bloke already, Gary. I know, I like him already.
Upbeat
Don't
start.
Stuff up this interview. Don't stuff
you gotta
this
be,
up.
Shut up, Wisp. Let me ask a question, man, for God's sake. You've got to be upbeat at this time, mate. How are you holding up? It is. We do empathise with you, and no one's enjoying the fact that you haven't had a win for the season. But how's it all going in the hub? Oh, no, you're not in it.
Yeah, we're going okay. We're in Adelaide now, but we're staying upbeat. We've obviously had a tough year and not getting the results we want to get, but we're trying to stay upbeat and stay on task and have a good rest of the season.
So what I mean, Tim's asked me the question a couple of times, and I'm not really sure how to answer it. What's the focus? What's the focus from Matthew Nix, and what are the things you're trying to get out of the next six games?
Yeah, it's a tough one because we've been pretty frustrated recently. We've been playing, feel like we've been playing a lot better footy than probably what we were earlier in the year, and we just haven't been able to sort of put the polish on it and finish off games and get a win. So it's really frustrating. So we're just sort of focusing on our process, which I think is building within games, and we're training really hard and putting a lot of work into the contest and other areas. But and we're starting to see that slowly on game day, but it's just probably not capitalising in results, which is really frustrating.
Parts of the game are improving, but you're just not able to produce it for long enough and consistent enough across the four quarters. Mm. But how gut-wrenching is it to come off the ground week after week, having lost a game though, Riley?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I think especially for the young guys who have come in and so they sort of haven't been able to play in a win. So it's pretty disappointing to not be able to do that for those guys, and obviously for Nixie, who hasn't had a win as a senior coach yet. So, yeah, it's pretty disappointing, especially coming from, I guess, when I first got to the club, we were going really well, and then this year it's been a big change in that. Haven't been winning at all. So, it's pretty frustrating, disappointing, and feels like a bit like Groundhog Day each week losing. But, yeah, we're trying to stay upbeat, and we know that win will come soon.
And it will, Riley. There's no question about that. Now, you're studying medicine. I'm just wondering, you know, when one of your teammates gets injured out there, do you ever sort of diagnose them in your own mind before they head off to the boundary, or does one of the club doctors ever ask you for a second opinion? Or
That's a good question, actually. Tom Lynch hurt his hamstring on the weekend. He was texting me asking for, he sent me his scan results and was trying to get me to give me a diagnosis because he didn't back in the physios, but he was trying to get me to give him the all clear to play this week, but couldn't do that. But I just finished my medical science degree and looking to go into medicine post-footy. So, that keeps me occupied.
You want to be a specialist doc or just a general practitioner?
Good question. Not sure at this stage. I don't think I've done enough of it to know. So, who knows? Could be specialising. I've got a few areas that I'm interested in, but we'll have to wait and see. We'll see if I actually get there first.
You'll get there, right? I'm sure you'll get there because you're made of the right stuff. I'm just wondering also, since you know the Nick Nat stuff, which was very funny and it was great and gracious in the way that Nick Nat handled it, but have other ruckmen have been coming up to you asking you what your analysis of them is before you start the game or during the game?
Yeah, I'm sure they're pretty nervous coming up against me because they think I'm going to sledge them pre-game and try and expose them. But no, they've been all right. They've been... They've been getting into me a little bit a couple of times, but they haven't as of yet asked me for their full rundown of their game. So I'm sure they don't want that from me anyway.
Right now, rather than you text this out, can you share your scouting report on Tim English with us?
I've watched a bit of Tim this year. He's been really impressive. So I'll have to be up for the task. He's been marking the ball really well. And his ruck work's really improved this year. It'll be a really good challenge this week against the Doggies, and hopefully they let us have a win.
A lot of speculation about where you'll go, the Crows, in terms of your list and how you're going to deal with that. And you've got Brad Crouch, who's a restricted free agent, and others. Did the players talk about this sort of stuff, or is it left to their own devices?
Oh, it's sort of not really discussed openly at the club. It's sort of, left sort of to players' own devices, I suppose. There's always a few whispers, and you hear it from the media as well, but within the club, yeah, it's sort of just partially ignored, I suppose. There's always a few players every year that are in that position, either, up for trade or free agents or whatever. So it's sort of ignored within the club, and there's always a few whispers that go around. But, we focus on the footy, and that stuff sorts itself out because it happens every year at every club.
Hey, Riley, we always have this debate about who's the best ruckman in the competition. Is it Nick Nat? Is it Max Gawn? Is it Brody Grundy? Who do you think right now is the most difficult ruckman for you to come up against and the best?
It's a good question. I mean, obviously it depends on what area you're looking at. But for me, I probably have the most sleepless nights coming up against Nick Nat, I think, just because his ability to connect with his mids and really hurt you out of the centre bounce is pretty frightening. So... and once he gets going, he's pretty hard to stop. So I'd probably be most frightened going into a game coming up against Nick Nat, I think, because he's a different beast, and he's very damaging around the stoppages.
Is there any way, like, when you ruck against him, I've seen different methodology from ruckman changing the angles, trying to take away his, moving quickly across the line to try and take away his jump, all that type of thing. Is there anything in particular that you've felt that has actually worked against him when you've rucked against him?
Yeah, well, normally if you're up against a big leaper, they're generally pretty skinny, and you can sort of jump into them, take their space, and try and hit the ball back. But against him, he's obviously a huge body, and that doesn't really work very well. We tend to bounce off him. So when I played against him, my strategy was, sort of get across the line as much as I could and try and just disrupt his hand as much as I could, which worked at times. But there's other times where it just doesn't work. So he's always going to get a bit of hand on ball. And when he does get his hand on ball, it's really damaging. And they come out and they're able to come out the front a bit and put your backs under a bit of heat. So, I mean, some guys... have been able to probably negate him a bit, but there's always going to be a few in a game, and he makes you hurt when he does get a clear hand on ball.
With Riley O'Brien here, who is taking the mick out of us, by the way. He's given Wispy three good questions in a row. He's clearly been listening to our program, which I love. Tell me about Rory Sloane. Where is he at, and how long before we can see him?
I think Sloane is good to go this week. So he's been back in our little group of 8 or 9 that we trained in, our little small group, and he's good to go. He's got the guard off his thumb, and I think he's cherry ripe for this weekend. So looking forward to having him back in the midfield, and he'll make a huge difference to the team this week.
Riley, you've been a joy to listen to and interview. I can see that you've been listening to our program, which I love, so continue doing that. Good luck against the Dogs on Sunday at Metricon Stadium.
Thank you very much, guys. Thanks for having me on, and keep up the good work.
Go on, Riley. Good luck with your medical degree, too. If you need any help with any assignments, give us a call.
He's gone. Riley O'Brien there, Wispy. Now, he said he's a long-time listener. He clearly is, because whilst you have been very good this week, that you weren't worthy of three good questions in a row.
Well, you didn't get a one, so...
Well, because he's playing the game beautifully, that's why, and I love it. I just don't want you to get ahead of yourself. In fact, what I'll do now...
I'm not.
I'm going to hand you over to Nathan Brown. You're in such good form that you can run the sports bet. Yes, you can.
No, this is your area of expertise.
No.
You and I have discussed this many times. I met with Hutchie yesterday. I had a look at the fine print on the contracts, and this is the area that you need to complete.
Oh, good question. Nathan Brown now.